T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:47 here at KNSS on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Remains of Father Kafan, considered for sainthood, taken to Wichita's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Two.
Voters in California decide not to recall Governor Gavin Newsom.
One.
Thunderstorms rumble across southern Kansas overnight. No damage reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We'll have some road construction that's going to close down a ramp from the Kansas Turnpike to westbound Kellogg, or the exit, not really a ramp there, but that's going to close down that exit. Road is having some work done on it, and it's going to be closed from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Becoming mostly sunny today with a high of 85 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 67. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 90 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, east wind at 9 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We had a down close on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks finished in the red after opening higher, despite the latest data on inflation coming in better than economists had expected. Reopening stocks like airlines traded lower, while casino stocks like Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands fell after the Macau government indicated it would look to tighten regulation of gaming in the territory. An Apple stock closed down 1% after the tech titan unveiled its new products, including the new iPhone 13, along with a more expensive iPad mini and a new Apple Watch. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 292 points. The Nasdaq down 68. S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Looking for a job? Another retailer hiking wages to attract workers in a tight labor market.
Sam's Club is following the footsteps of its parent company, Walmart, with the warehouse club chain increasing its starting wage to $15 for all U.S. associates as of September the 25th. The average hourly wage will be $17, with some earning as much as $34 an hour. The company has been investing in wages, with further investment going towards positions that will lead to a long-term career with Sam's Club. The wage hikes come as its parent company, Walmart, said it will be increasing its minimum wage to $12 an hour. However, the figure is still below the starting wages at rivals Target and Amazon. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Steven, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 6:50 now. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, dreaming about where to retire.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, I've been dreaming about this.
Yeah. You know, thoughts about exotic international retirement living. That's pretty common. But when it comes to moving offshore, very few Americans actually take the steps to go global. But there are now more and more compelling reasons to consider an overseas retirement. International Living completed its 2021 annual Globe Retirement Index. It's a good guide to help American retirees find a reasonably affordable destination to retire. And here are some of their suggestions. First of all, Vietnam. Formerly a French colonial possession, it is a peaceful, welcoming place. They have an enviable coastline with amazing beaches. Vibrant rivers intersect the country, and their bustling cities rival many of the world's largest. Oh. On a scale of 1 to 100, it scored 99 for affordability 84 for health care. Visas and residence permits may take some patience to obtain. France, while not cheap to live, healthcare scored an 84, a 69 in cost of living, and 65 in housing. It's very easy to fit in France. It's the perfect place to live life. Malaysia has a tremendous amount in its favor. Amazing beaches, rainforests, and skyscrapers. It scored 91 for cost of living and 90 in health care. Portugal seems to always make these lists. I've got my eye on Portugal, too. Touted as having the most moderate climate in the EU, akin to California weather. Scoring a 95 in health care and 84 in cost of living makes it an easy fit for Americans. Colombia, Ecuador, Panama, and Mexico are all very popular. They are close to the U.S. and not expensive for day-to-day living. All have ocean access, great weather, and world-class city amenities. They welcome expats with incentives. One drawback may be the higher cost of housing, just because they've become so popular. The number one choice on that index, drumroll, is Costa Rica. A peaceful country nicknamed the Switzerland of Central America.
You're kidding me.
I was actually there last year.
Yeah.
This year. It's a naturally beautiful country that has amazing health care. It's easy to fit in. The only exception is the higher cost of housing. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number 634-2222. Just ask for Don Grant.
So health care is a big consideration then.
Well, right? If you're retiring, you think about it. And there's a lot of another very popular thing, and I may have done some money trackers on that, is medical tourism, where you can get standard, you know, hip replacements and knee replacements and all that stuff done in state-of-the-art hospitals that put to shame some hospitals here, believe it or not, and that they have, most of the doctors have been trained in Johns Hopkins or Harvard Med or something, you know, and they're going back there and just, you know, one-third the price.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting because my recent experience with the state of our medical care here in America, it's not been terribly positive.
Oh, really?
Well,
really?
Just think about it. You got to wait to get things done. There are not enough people working in healthcare.
Yeah.
We can't attract them for some reason. They're going to Costa Rica to practice.
Well,
And the doctors are all overworked and they're getting tired.
Yeah. I think America has the innovation. We have the highest level of medical care probably in the world. However, it's not accessible. It's only accessible to a very few.
Yeah.
You know,
you
mean.
And there's about a week's worth of talk shows that we could do about healthcare.
Yeah, but I tell you, my hip experience, I am floored. I'm amazed. And I'm no.
Oh, I've had good care. Don't get me
wrong.
Or
anything like that, but my hip replacement was amazing.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, especially dealing with this pandemic and some family testing and so forth. It looks like the system's pretty much broke to me in some ways.
It's a mess.
And it's not because the folks who are working in it, they're all good
no,
people.
No, the people who are working in it are amazing. Oh. I hate to say it.
Well, here's something healthy.
The middlemen with their hands out. That's what it is.
National Double Cheeseburger Day. I know Ted's going to celebrate today.
Ah, yeah.
Right, Ted? A double cheeseburger.
Hey, now.
Two great burgers.
I love the double cheeseburger.
Two slabs.
Where are you going for that today, Ted?
I know where he'd like to go. I don't know if he's going there.
Charcoal Grill.
Yeah.
Where's the charcoal?
Or Ties.
I know Ties. Where's the charcoal grill?
29th in Arkansas.
Wow, I don't know that one.
Oh, that's one of his favorites.
That's really good.
I made the mistake of ordering a double cheeseburger at Timbuktu.
Oh
my God, that's 10 pounds
that'll
of meat.
That'll set you down
and
for a couple
days.
And I ate
the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Man.
We could go on a burger tour, couldn't we?
Oh, man.
I know my brother ordered a double at the Oasis once.
Oh, the Oasis. Oh,
and the waitress said, now, are you sure? And he said, yeah.
Okay.
He got about three-fourths of the way through it, and then he kind of shut down.
Wow.
Yeah.
National Double Cheeseburger Day. All right, thanks, gentlemen. 6:56, Steve at 10 in the morning. Coming up, 7 o'clock news, top of the hour. A stormy night across southern Kansas. We'll talk about that and a recall election in California. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.